Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our prayer focus today for schools are libraries, librarians, and books. Last year, the AB 1825, so it was for 2024, was approved in California, a bill that sparked a lot of controversy and concern among parents and community leaders. The legislation mandates minors have unrestricted access to all books in public libraries, including those containing sexual content. The bill effectively removes the ability of local politicians, parents, librarians to ensure that the children's sections are safe spaces filled with age-appropriate materials. The danger, of course, is they could go there with unlimited access and be able to be exposed to this. The bill further emphasized a person's right to use a public library and all of its resources and not be denied because of personal characteristics, age, background, or views. Now, the parents in the bill can still try to get some of these books banned by addressing their concerns. What the bill did state is that they gave the power of each district to come up with a policy on how that was to work, which ones to remove and which ones to keep. So parents, that enough parents have brought it up as a concern and had some good arguments and debate, and potentially they could be banned. So we are going to pray. Father, we thank you that despite this bill, that our hands are not completely tied. And in fact, God, you are the God who does miracles. So we pray the opposite. We pray there will be so many other options, books like Brave Books by Kirk Cameron, that they would be allowed in the libraries, Bibles in schools. A nonprofit organization would be blessed and able to get Bibles in the classrooms, especially the ones that the action ones that a lot of the kids are enjoying and looking at. We pray for students to urge one another to read books that are, that they would share those, that there would be a call for more healthy educational books, that the sexually explicit books would be banned or hidden, that we would have, there would be a ban on books that are divisive, that fuel anger, that are hatred hidden, for parents to actually take the time to review whatever books their kids bring home or go with them, if possible, to pick them out. We pray for Christian librarians who have moral filters that would guide students to books that will help them and not harm them. And so, Father, we lift up librarians. We know it's not an easy job, but we also lift up librarians. We plead the blood of Jesus over every library in our county, over all the librarians, the books that they have chosen. We pray, God, that they will hide the ones that are not healthy and that kids won't find them, especially those that are explicit. That really should be in a porn shop. We pray them out, Lord, and we forgive us, Lord, that we haven't spoken up in the past and these things just started wailing. And Father, we believe that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so, Lord, we pray that you would be the one that brings in the good things, because we know, as Solomon said, the words of the wise are like cattle prods, painful but helpful. Their collected sayings are like a nail-studded stick with which a shepherd drives the sheep. But let me give you some further advice. Be careful, for writing books is endless, and much study wears you out. That's the whole story. And here now is my final conclusion. May people fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. In Jesus' name.